Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time again for another episode of OC Spotlight. The one show, maybe the only show, that shows you the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in our own backyard. And today, well, we're going to dig up something fun today here. We've got the grave digger himself joining us. And I mean that literally. Welcome to the program here. Let me make sure you get the name right, the driver's name right. Is it It's Tyler Meninga. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
So everybody's thinking, what the heck is he talking about? Tyler's not a grave digger. Tyler is the grave digger, folks. If you know the world of Monster Jam, if you're like me and have some little kids, grandkids, or kids of your own that are hooked on this Monster Jam, massive Monster Jam trucks that come around to the stadiums and put on these shows, then you have to have heard about the Gravedigger, because the Gravedigger seems to be one of those cars that everybody knows. Is that true? Is the Gravedigger the one everybody recognizes?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a 40-year legacy that Dennis Anderson created himself back in 1982. So, you know, I once was one of those kids, just like you were just talking about.
Yeah.
So, loving monster trucks, loving everything about them. So to be able to pilot that truck in a different city every weekend, it's something that's hard to fathom and put into words.
I'm looking at the MonsterJam.com site. Everybody should go there because there is an event coming up here in Southern California. The next one will be in town. Let me make sure I get the dates right. This is going to be up the Crypto.com Arena, which many of us still think of as the old Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, I believe. And it's going to be August 26th to the 28th. You guys are rumbling into town, and you're going to put on this show. What do people see if they've never been to a Monster Jam?
Yeah, man, I know we're all excited about it. I know it's been last time I was there, it was Staples Center, so I'm going to have to get used to calling it the Crypto.com Arena.
But, right.
Yeah, I mean, we'll start it off with a racing competition. I'm not sure if it's going to be head-to-head or if we're going to do timed racing. So it's either going to be one truck at a time against the clock, or we'll have two at a time bracket-style elimination. After that, we roll into a Great Clips two-wheel skills challenge. Any maneuver you can make on two wheels. So it could be the front two wheels, the back two, the side two. And the fans actually judge that competition.
Mm.
So they get an app and a code on their phone. And after every truck, they give the truck a score.
And people do. They go on instantly and go on. You see these little kids or grown-ups like me, and they're all trying to, oh, that's the one. That's the one. And I got to tell you, I grew up in Car Town. I grew up in Detroit. I live in Southern California the last 30, 40 years here, but I'm a car kid, and so we all were fascinated by cars and trucks. But when this monster truck thing came, when did it start, like the 90s or something here? It's been around for a while. And when it finally hit, and they started bringing these giant, massive trucks with the giant, massive wheels, doing the most amazing things with them, I couldn't believe it. So I hadn't been to one of these things, and then you guys rolled through town. My grandson, he's 8, says, we got to go, Grandpa, we got to go. And I'm like, all right. I'm thinking, all right, this will be for him. People go nuts, from senior citizens to 6-year-olds. So they're all going crazy because you do amazing stuff with these trucks. You really do.
Yeah, I always say there's no age limit on Monster Jam or Gravedigger at that. You know, everybody can come. It's a well-rounded event for the whole family to enjoy. And I know everybody that comes, even if they've never been before, even if they've been 10 times, they have fun each and every time at Monster Jam. It's something different every time. And like I said, the kids absolutely love it.
So how do you guys learn to do this magic stuff with these trucks? You're taking how much horsepower in one of these things? Massive amount of horsepower.
Yeah, it's a big block Chevrolet 540 blown on methanol, and it's 1,500 horse. So
you're shooting it on methanol. You got not just gas, folks. This is methanol. This is an explosive engine here. And you take these things out, and you've got them all tricked out with these, I don't know, what are they, kind of like fiberglass crazy frames you put them on top of them, the Grave Digger, El Toro Loco, all these wild, designs and stuff here. And then you trash these things. You take them and blow the engines and wreck the transmission and flip them upside down and smash the whole, whatever it is, the whole frame on top here. I mean, you just trash these things.
Yeah, I mean, there's no cutting corners when it comes to putting on a show for our fans, and especially that's kind of our motto on Team Gravedigger. It's, you know, we want our fans to get a show. Gravedigger wouldn't be 40 years old without our fans, and we know that. So each and every time we're out on that track, we got to pay it back to them, that's for sure.
So what do you do? I was amazed, for example, that you can get these monstrous trucks with these monstrous wheels. And yes, you're flying them through the air and you're jumping over stuff and running over things. That's incredible in itself. But when you get these things up on two wheels and you start walking them, you know, inch by inch, or get them to flip completely over, you know, flip over 180 degrees or whatever that is, that seems impossible to me.
Yeah, it's definitely very precision controlled driving, especially when you're up balancing on the front wheels or the back wheels. And yeah, the flips are crazy. You know, the kids, everybody, not even the kids, I say everybody loves a backflip. That's one of my questions I ask people when I see them. It's like, what kind of tricks do you guys want to see tonight?
Yeah.
And it's every time we want to see a backflip. So
I can't take my car or my truck and flip it over backwards. I'd be crazy to try it. But you guys run up against a ramp, or sometimes it seems like run up a wall, and all of a sudden, if you do it just right, this thing does a complete 180, a complete backflip, and lands back on its wheels if you do it right. If not, it lands and smashes in some other way, and the crowd goes equally crazy here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, win, lose, or draw, you land a backflip or you crash it, they're just happy that you attempted it at that point, I think. So, like I said, they love it. I mean, like I said, all ages, they love the backflips. The dads want to see it just as much as their kids do,
yeah,
that's for
yeah.
sure.
Because you can't believe it. Suddenly you are a kid, and you're playing with the truck, and you're just like, we'd all smash these things and run them into each other here. But once you grow up, you say, I can't do that. I can't take my car. I'm not going to take my family car out and run it against a wall and see if I can flip it over or whatever. I'd be nuts to try. You guys get to live that fantasy out and get to do that. What was it like to become a driver? What made you become a driver?
Yeah, I grew up doing off-road stuff just growing up. Ever since I was 8 years old, I kind of was just a gearhead, always doing off-road stuff. And I just kind of met the right people. Adam Anderson is Dennis Anderson's oldest son, the creator of Gravedigger. And he gave me a shot when I was 15 years old to come out and work for him. On his private truck that he has and gives rides to people out of their shop. So
wow.
As soon as I turned 18, it was kind of the golden ticket. You know, I started in the truck called Blue Thunder my first year, and then my second year I got moved to Gravedigger, and it's been nothing but awesome since.
Wow. And so you've been driving this now for a number of years. And are there lots of people that are you the Gravedigger, or are there a team of Gravediggers that go around the country and do these things?
There's a team of us. There's five of us. It's me, Adam, Kristen, Brandon, and Weston. He's the newest, youngest Anderson. And so, yeah, there's five of us on the team. Then you got Ryan, who's son of a digger. He's also
a my son. I think we had him on one of the shows here, right? Son of a digger, right?
Yeah, so he's also on our team. So we got a pretty stout team. I know that all of our drivers are top-notch.
Are you just paid performers, or is there really a competition going on here? Do you get extra points, extra bonuses if you make the car, if you top the leaderboard some week here?
Man, I want to win no matter what. I don't want anybody to beat me.
I think that's it. I don't think even if they paid you guys, you would just do this. You just want to beat each other out there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if it is another Gravedigger driver, you know, sometimes we get the same events and we line up next to each other. I don't want to lose to anybody, so that's for sure.
You judged on what? You're judged on how fast you go around, and then there's sort of a freestyle of who can put on the wildest tricks and get the crowd wound up the most. What are the sorts of things are you competing on during the event?
Right. So we start out with the racing, timed racing against a truck against the clock, or a bracket style racing, head-to-head racing.
Right.
After that, two-wheel skills challenge starts. Balance the truck on any two wheels. Then we do
any two wheels. That could be the side wheels too. I always thought it had to be just the front two or the back two. You get it up on its side too, and hold it there and move around. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. And then we do a donut competition, which is also judged by the fans. And then we finish it off with freestyle, which is everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
And, you know, 60 to 75 seconds, depending on the size of the building, to go out there and show your skills and show off in front of everybody and hopefully take that overall event win for that event.
And that's really what seems to get the crowd, that last event. You've seen everybody competing. The trucks are getting trashed. Maybe they don't even run anymore. They only run in reverse or something. But they're getting out there. And you just feel like the driver. I felt a couple of times I've gone that the drivers are giving it their all. We are going to go one last shot. I'm going to push it against the wall. I don't care if the whole thing breaks. Maybe it's already broken. We're just going to push it as far as humanly possible. Is that what's going through your head at that moment?
Yeah, I mean, when the first guy goes out and lays the first score down, then it just kind of builds from there, right? So the first guy, if he goes out and lays an awesome rundown, and then there's seven more trucks that are going behind him in freestyle, it's seven more people that are trying to top the person in front of him. So, yeah,
right.
It gets pretty competitive in freestyle. I mean, you kind of got your own little tricks you can kind of pull out and know that are going to kind of get a good score. So that always helps. But yeah, you're definitely out there pushing the limits of yourself and your machine and making sure everybody goes home happy.
So does anybody surprise? You've seen each other. You've raced against each other. You go around the country doing this, go around the world probably doing this. Do you ever surprise each other? Do you ever go, man, well, how did you do that? I got to go practice that. I never thought of that. I didn't think you could do that. Or how did you do it three times in a row or whatever? Do you ever surprise each other?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a handful of us drivers that, you know, we're true gearheads and drivers at heart. And I think we really appreciate watching one another. That's for sure. And, you know, as much as we want to beat each other out there when they do something cool and you're excited about it, that's pretty cool too. So yeah, there's definitely times that happens where all the other drivers are kind of like giving everybody, you know, giving you a high five, or you're giving them a high five, whatever. But yeah, it's pretty cool when that happens.
So what do you do in the off season? How many weeks do you go out on the circuit, and how many weeks do you sit home? And where is home?
I live in Iowa right now, and usually I try and get about, I've averaged about 25 to 30 weeks of driving in the past couple of years.
Wow.
So that's a good amount of driving for the year. And like, I think I might surpass that this year because we did, I think, a 20-week tour nonstop from January to May. So that one was.
So when you're back in Iowa, are you on a farm? Are you in a city? I don't know. Iowa just pictures to me like one big farm back there. I don't know much about Iowa.
Yeah.
But
I do not live in the city, but I don't live on a farm either. I live out in the country, and I do construction work when I'm at home.
So when you're at home, do you have a mini version? Do you have a full version? Do you have something that you practice with to kind of, I got an idea, I want to work this out, or I got to get better at standing it up on two wheels? How do you keep that skill alive, and how do you develop new skills when you're not out there doing it?
Man, it's hard because we don't get any practice. I don't have a monster truck at home.
Yeah, I thought maybe you had a little mini monster truck or something.
No. So it's really just, you know, it's kind of like riding a bike. Like people said, you know, you don't drive for a little while. Like, I haven't driven in 2 months until this weekend. I'm going to Canada. So it's just like riding a bike, I'd say. I mean, you get on it and then kind of ride by the seat of your pants, feel the truck out, and start pushing the limits of the machine.
So what do your friends say? Yeah, I take it you're a young guy. You don't look to be over 30 here or whatever. You seem pretty young for doing this, although you've been doing it for a while. Do you grew up in a regular, normal community, I guess, in the Midwest? I came from the Midwest. I can't imagine. You're now this weird rock star. You're now this superstar in the midst of them. How do they react to it? What do people think of it?
I'm just regular old Tyler when I come home, I think, that's for sure. But yeah, no, all my friends, they all kind of knew it was coming. I mean, I started pretty much as soon as I graduated high school is when I started driving monster trucks. So, and then now I'm 6 years in, so 25 years old.
Yeah.
Started when I was 18. So it's kind of normal now, I guess you could say.
Are there groupies? You don't have to tell me the truth. Well, yeah, see, I want to get the dirty truth. Are there girls lined up outside? Hey, monster, gravedigger or something? Or is it, am I just imagining?
We got too much work on the truck to do. When I crash, I'll stay and help the guys. I feel too bad. I can't just leave the guys hanging there to fix it for me.
So that is the other amazing thing about this. I felt the same way when I've gone to watch Funny Cars years gone by, or Stock Car. They have some races out here in Southern California. They race funny cars, they race drag racing, and they do stock racing and stuff. And the thing that amazes me is you guys push these machines to such limits. They break all the time. Every monster truck I've been to, somebody comes away, that truck is crippled, that truck can't run, or it only runs in reverse or some other crazy thing. But you guys just keep going until you can't go, right?
Right. I mean, not all the time. I mean, sometimes you can pull off the track and nothing will be wrong, but still, if a truck leaves the track and leaves the city without any broken parts, the maintenance just to get it to the next weekend is a minimum of about 50 hours.
That's what I was going to say. I could imagine. I probably can't imagine. Are they sort of modular? Can you pull them apart quickly? You must be, because even in the middle of the show, sometimes they're taking them, they take them with a crane and they yank them back, and then somehow they come back and they get them going again, at least somewhat. So they must be just a massive team back there, just stripping these things and putting them together as fast as you can, like at a drag race or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, our crew guys, they do a killer job. I mean, there's no way we'd be able to go out and perform at the level we do without our crew guys.
No.
I'm lucky enough to have a really good crew chief with me this year, and he's been doing really awesome, so definitely excited about that.
Well, let's give him a shout-out. What's his name?
Anthony Maynard is his name. So we've been together since January. We did a couple events last fall, but we've been stuck together at the hip since January, and we've been kicking butt and taking names all year, so it's been a good year so far.
And do you come off the track and Anthony says, "What the hell were you thinking? Oh my God, I told you not to do that. The truck's ailing. The truck's got you bashed it the last time, and there you went right out and ran into the wall again here." Or does he understand that's the name of the game?
Honestly, I haven't had that bad of damage this year, surprisingly. So he's been probably more excited than when I pulled the truck off the track. He probably is usually like, "Wow, it's actually not broke."
Well, we're going to expect you to break everything when you break the records here in Los Angeles. It's August 26th to the 28th, Crypto.com Arena. And when you're scratching your head, just remember that used to be Staples Center for a million years. Cool place, big venue, and I'm telling you, it's going to be packed to the rafters with people, big and small, from my little grandson to old grandpa here, cheering, screaming, yelling, and going, "Whoa, I can't believe, whoa, unbelievable, look what he did." And then the next guy comes out and does it even more. How about girls? You got girls dragging these things now, too. Huh? What the heck are girls doing out in this thing here?
I know it. That's the cool thing about Monster Jam. It's a sport that males and females can compete on the same playing level, have the same machines on the same track, and every once in a while they'll sneak in. We don't like to admit it, but every once in a while they'll sneak in. And kind of win.
I've seen a couple of minutes, and I think that's even cooler because you see little girls out there going, "Yeah, I'm pretty bad. I can do this stuff too." And my wife's sitting there cheering, going, "You go, girl. You show them it. You know, I can drive like anybody else can drive here. It's nothing." Nothing girls can't do in this thing here. Well, it's a fun time for all. I can't believe how powerful it is. Honest to God, the merchandising is. You go to Target. Again, if you're not tuned in because you don't have a young kid, go check out the toy aisles at Target, for example, or Walmart. Oh, there's tons of examples. And I had to go buy. I've got one of your trucks at home here. My grandson runs around, and the next one's two. I'm sure he'll get into it, too. I don't know when they start, but somehow they discovered this phenomenon, and then they got to buy the toys, they got to go to the events, and then they want to take them out with the little RV ones and smash them into each other and out in the dirt behind our house here. So you're really starting young with these people here. When did you first discover? When did you notice monster trucks? How old were you?
I was about 3 years old.
Three? See? There you go.
Yeah.
And my wife's saying, the two-year-old. We can't take the two-year-old. Yeah. Well, a lot of people do bring, I bring the ear protectors because it is loud in there. You get these kind of headsets that you can wear, but some people are just grinning and bearing in here. My wife keeps saying, you know, "Oh, we can't take the two-year-old. He'll freak out." And last time we went, there were a bunch of kids that seemed like they were two and three, all the way up to 102 and three. I mean, every age, every group, every type of person you can imagine here. I've got some buddy that's a big attorney and in town here, and he's older guy like I am, and I told him sheepishly, "Yeah, I went to one of these things." I thought he'd laugh at me. He said, "Can I go next?" Like a little kid. Like, "Sure, you come with my grandson and we're gonna go watch them smash monster truck." "Cool," he's like. So I think you get anybody and everybody into this. It brings out the kid in all of us.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with that.
All right. Well, thanks for spending a couple moments and telling us about it. We're going to be rooting for a chance to meet any of you guys. Don't you do something beforehand where people can come out early?
I'm not sure what the deal is with that event. I think it's a little different at that one. So definitely check out MonsterJam.com. Be watching for the pit party.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I can't wait to go out there back to L.A. So I haven't been there in a couple of years, so it's time to...
There you go. When you came through Orange County, I know that it's outside of Angel Stadium, and they had all the trucks parked, and you could go meet the drivers and get pictures taken. It may not be able at Staples to set up differently. I don't think there's a big outdoor area outside of Staples to do that. But whatever it is, it's a cool day. Go check it out. Monster Jam. You guys are rumbling into town again here. Haven't been here in a while because of COVID and all the other things here, but Los Angeles, August 26th to the 28th, Crypto.com Arena, right downtown, the old Staples Center. Come out, check it out. It's a couple days of madness, mayhem, and a bunch of mashups as you smash and trash and fly these things through the air and do incredible things with these wild monster trucks. Thanks for coming on today here.
Thanks for having me, man. I can't wait to see everybody at the end of August and be ready to put a show on for everybody.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. If that's not amazing, I don't know what is. Come back and join us as we talk to the most incredible people doing the most amazing things, some of which are just rolling through town, like Monster Jam coming nearby in L.A. Join us. We'll be there.